Okay, Mike, I was building an app with a story the other day, and I ran into a real roadblock. I really needed to get the count of the resources I was retrieving from the server. And it just doesn't seem like there's any way to do that. Is this something a story can do right now?
So no, there's no way today for us to just give back the count of the number of entities that exist in a set. What you could do is retrieve the entire set and then count them on the client side, but we don't have a mechanism today that gives back the total number of entities in a set. One of the things we've heard is that a lot of folks want to be able to get, say, the first page out of their set. For example, maybe you're working with a group of customers, and you want to be able to get the first 20 customers, but then also know how many customers exist in the set in total, such that you could do, say, display the first 20 customers in a grid, and then display how many more pages there are of data. And so, no way to do that with V1 other than getting things and counting them on your own. But in V2, what we're looking at doing is we're exploring right now adding this count construct right into Astoria. So one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it is, for example, if you were to request a set of customers today, you'd make a GET request to slash customers. And what we're thinking about doing is extending the query string semantics such that you could say something like dollar count equals maybe data and count. And what this would do is return you in typical Astoria fashion the feed, and inside of the feed, maybe we would add some way to tell you the count value, maybe an attribute of some kind, count equals 100 to tell you that there's 100 customers left, and then you'd get an entry for each customer, and so on. And typically, what you're going to do with this is you're going to combine it with a paging construct, so you're going to say something like n dollar top equals 20. So that way, what you're going to get is in here, you're going to get the first 20 customers, but you can also find out that there's 100 customers total. And that allows you to, again, to do that grid scenario that we talked about. So this is something that we're exploring, whether this is, the right way to do it, and this is what we're looking for feedback on. It's just something we've been thinking about.
Sounds cool. One more question. If you could be any Canadian province, which one would you be?
Saskatchewan, man, of course.
Okay, thank you.